And welcome, everyone, to the Conscious Business Telesummit. This is Adela Rubio, your host, and I am thrilled to welcome you all today to participate in a conversation with one of my favorite people, Ellen Britt. And we're going to dive right into it as soon as we just take a moment to just come here and be present and come into the present moment. So if you've been sitting all day, it's really great to just stand for a moment. Place your feet hip-width apart. Take a nice deep breath. And on the exhale, just soften the knees, relax the shoulders, and feel yourself just resting into your body. And just feeling yourself just coming more alive, more present. It's as if the cells in your body are all waking up. And they're ready to play. And all the information, all the knowing that's inside of you is available and open. It's as if the bandwidth of your understanding and perception opens up. And this is not an ordinary conversation, just another telesummit, another phone call with an expert. This can be a very transformative experience. Well, you will experience an aha, a connection, a link, an awareness that will spark you into taking an action that will move your conscious business into more. So take a nice deep breath and exhale and just feel yourself as part of this community of people, business owners, transformationalists, people who are in the business of change and bringing a different way of being into the world. And just feel how many of us there are. And know that even in engaging in this conversation, you are playing your part into bringing more awareness and consciousness into your business and into the world. So thank you for being here. Ellen, undoubtedly, is one of my favorite people on the planet.
Oh, wow.
Really, you are. I always have such a great time with you, and there's always just so much more to glean from you and your experience. You've got so much expertise. Ellen is the co-founder of Marketing Chi, and Marketing Chi helps heart-centered entrepreneurs add powerful internet marketing strategies to their business. Ellen specializes in mentoring clients to build large email lists through virtual joint venture events, and then guides them to combine the results with custom, highly leveraged business models designed to produce immediate cash flow and continued profits. And I can attest and speak to this personally since Ellen has been my mentor. She's facilitated thousands and thousands of hours of teleclasses, and she's an expert at selling high-ticket programs via preview teleseminars and in one-on-one phone conversations. In addition to her 2 decades of experience as a physician's assistant, Ellen holds a master's in psychology and a doctorate in biology. And one of the things that I love about Ellen is how her business is always evolving, how she's always stepping into a much bigger playground as she is in her upcoming Radiance event, which is an event that she's co-leading with 4 other of her extraordinary online business partners to teach and take women to an extraordinary new level of success and expertise in their businesses. And that's coming up next month in North Carolina and Raleigh. And that's just one of the many things that I love about Miss Ellen. The other thing is the way that she can articulate really complex concepts and make them really, really practical and easy to implement. So, Ellen, welcome. It's always wonderful to have you here.
Well, thank you. And I don't want to let you get away without people knowing that you are going to be our distinguished MC for that event. And it's this month, Adela. The clock has already turned over.
Oh, my God.
It's in May.
Oh, my God. We're in May. You're right.
Right. In fact, the VIP cocktail reception is the evening of May the 19th, and people can still get tickets for that. So I don't know if you have a link to send them to, but if they want to come, we still have some seats left, and we'd love to have you there.
Well, I'm going to include the link on your page because I don't have it right off the top of my head here.
Right, okay.
But
put it on the page, man.
Yeah, I will put that link on the page, absolutely, because I'd love to meet folks who are in the area, would love to come and join us. It's going to be an extraordinary event.
I would love to meet any of your folks, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, thank you. Yeah, I do feel like I am continuing my role as, you know, like facilitator of the playground as that MC, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and I know that I'm going to come away from that even more than I already know about business, because that's what always happens at these kinds of events. They're really extraordinary for the kind of people that you meet and the kind of information that you have access to. So I'm excited. So, and I'm also excited because this is an area, what we're going to talk about today, is an area that I know can be really challenging for people, whether they're just starting out or whether their business has taken some legs, but it's not really flying and it's not really, you know, like skyrocketing, is this area of finding your true voice. And I am really excited to find out this three-step process that you're going to share with us. But before you dive into that, I wanted you to explain a little bit what you mean. In your description, you talked about platform. And I just wanted you to speak a little bit about platform.
Well, you know, people banter that word around a lot, and I've heard it used in several different ways. But when I think of platform, I actually, you know, I can kind of envision a physical platform. To mm-hmm. me, a platform feels like a solid place to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that place from where you stand where you can then go off and launch the way you get your message out to folks. And that includes maybe your brand, the way your website looks, the way you talk or the way you write. It encompasses all of that. It could even incorporate the style of your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm using it in a pretty broad, I have a pretty broad definition of it, I guess.
Yeah, I like it.
Does that help?
Yeah, no, it includes a lot. Yeah, you know, that's why I wanted you to explain, because there's a lot of uses for that term.
Yeah.
And so that really clarified it. Thank you. So why do people need to find their true voice, Ellen?
Well, because a lot of people are just trying to copycat somebody else. And that's really tempting to do when you're first starting out and you don't know what to do. You think, well, you know, they look like they're doing something good, and I kind of resonate with that, and maybe that'll work for me. And so, you know, and I was guilty of that early on. And you start to look at folks and you say, well, you know, maybe I could do this, maybe do that. And let me try to sound like them. I mean, you probably, maybe not consciously you're saying this to yourself, but that's what you're really doing. Maybe I can sound like them. Maybe I can write like them. Maybe I can put on an event just like them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and maybe I'll have their success. And that's an entirely honorable thing in a way, because you just, you know, you're trying to do what works. You're not intentionally trying to, like, quote-unquote, copy somebody, but that's how it comes across. And but the good news and the bad news is we can't copy anybody else because we are not them. Our DNA is different. Our life experiences are different. Our environments are different. What we know is different. And even if Adela, that if we studied the same course, the same marketing course, for instance, or the
mm-hmm.
same energy healing course, that we would both apply it in very, very different ways. Very different. And that goes for everybody. So you can't copy anybody else. So you may as well just give it up and find your own voice early on because you're going to be much more successful. People will be much more attracted to you when you bring out those aspects of your personality, and those aspects of things that are unique about you, they are going to respond to that. Lately, I've been bringing out my southernness more and more.
Mm-hmm.
The more I do, the more people like it.
So, what are some of the things that you've noticed about? Because I know that you have really extraordinary clients. And I know that you work with people at all levels, but what are some of the barriers that you have found with folks finding their true voice?
You mean in what you're saying is in my personal client experience with my clients?
Yeah. What are some of the things that you've noticed?
A lack of confidence is number one.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, they're like, well, it's a lack of confidence, and it's the inability for them to see that what they just take for granted about themselves has any value. They go, oh, well, no one wants to know about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No one will, and it's like, well, duh, yes, they do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes somebody else a lot of times that can step back and say, look, you know, I really advise that you bring up this aspect of yourself, or you play up this part of your personality, because people are going to love that. And it's like, you know, it's like years ago, this thing about Southern women, when, you know, the people would wear a dress and somebody would come and compliment you. This is my mother's era. And they would tend to, you know, kind of shove it off and go, oh, this old thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how people kind of are about unique aspects of themselves. It's like, oh, well, it can't be that important. Oh, no, it's, you know. And it's especially true, too, Adela, with talents and things that they have that come naturally and easy to them, they tend to undervalue that. And that's the thing they should be charging the most money for, the thing that comes the easiest,
mm-hmm.
which kind of goes really against the grain the way from the way a lot of people think.
Yeah, because since you don't value it because it comes so easily to you.
Right.
And so you think that for other people it'll be the same. So it's almost like someone else has to mirror to you what's valuable about you.
Well, yeah, and, you know, in the same hold, I'm not exempt from that either, you know. I have to have somebody say, well, hello,
mm-hmm.
doing this? You know, what about this? I'm like, oh, well, that old thing, this, you know, in other words, this is too easy for me. It's like, well, hello, it's not easy for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Other things don't come naturally to me at all, and those are the things that I should outsource or stay away from.
Right.
Instead, we have this kind of school mentality, oh, we must work to get better. Well, I could work on advanced mathematics all year long, and I'd never get better.
Yeah.
Now, if I played up to my strengths and took a creative writing course or just said, writing is one of my strengths, I could probably get a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just thinking, like, I know that you, one of the things that you're saying is that as you've tapped into yourself, you know, and you're sharing more about your own personality, your own Southern, you know, style, that you have found how much other people appreciate it and how much more connected they come to you. And
yes.
that's part of your flavor. That's part of your voice.
Absolutely.
But what would you define as your voice? Like, what's your true voice?
I'm not sure I'm understanding your question.
Well, when you say finding your true voice, what are we talking about?
Okay, well, that's a fair question. It's the way you put yourself out there, the way you are seen, that lens through which you want people to view you. I mean, I could disguise my Southerness, I guess. I don't think I can get rid of my accent, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but by playing it up and magnifying that part of it, that's the part that people will hear. If I tried to tone it down, people would be kind of semi-consciously aware of it, but I wouldn't be using it to my advantage. I don't know. My train of thought just ran off the track, so you might have to rephrase the question because I forgot what you asked me originally.
No, what is your true voice?
Yeah. So it's that aspect, that your way of communicating that is honest and true to you. You're not putting on somebody else. You're taking a really genuine a part of you and your personality and your strengths, and you're magnifying it. So you're not, you know, it's not false. It is your true voice. I mean, my Southernness is something that I value greatly. And the other thing, Adela, it's so much fun. I have had more fun in my business in the last year by playing this part. I love to do it. And so because I love to do it, it shows. And it becomes more authentic and more playful, and people are more attracted to it. And it snowballs.
Yeah, I've noticed that because you've been using a tool lately that you've been telling me about for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
That actually, it comes back to this platform piece, too, the
yes,
brand.
Yes, it does. It's right in the middle of that.
Brand and the style, yeah. That is so, like, tailor-made for you that really it delivers that true voice of yours in a unique way.
Yes, it does.
Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you want me to talk about that now, or you want me to talk about that?
Oh, can you hear the sirens?
Oh, I thought, is that my parrot? It's a siren.
Yeah, I live in a city. No, we can knit around to that, but I know.
I can talk about it now, or I can talk it in the context of the three steps. thing, whichever one you want.
Well, let's just dive into the three steps then.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, let's go in.
Yeah, I think I kind of teased people by saying that, you know, this three-step thing. And I want to point out to people that if you are going to deliver your products or services or give a talk or whatever, by telling people that you have a three-step process, or it makes it much more powerful, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it more powerful to read about that than, well, Ellen's going to talk about finding your true voice?
Well, it gives me the idea that I can do it, that, oh, my God,
well,
it's only three
right.
steps.
It's systematic. It's
yeah.
three steps.
Yeah.
I didn't say there's 25,000 steps. It's three.
Right.
You know? And really, it is. And basically, you have to look at what platforms are available for getting your stuff out there. Well, today, there's, and I group these into three main ones. There's writing, and that includes blogging and article marketing and press releases and, you know, those kinds of things, but writing. But I'm really focusing, when I talk about platform, mostly on blogging, okay? And then number two is audio, podcasting, recording your articles, those kinds of things. And then there's video. And, of course, video has audio concepts and can also bring in writing concepts too. But basically, I want to try to think, for these purposes, I want to try to think about them as separate platforms. So there's writing, which is equivalent to blogging for our purposes, audio, which is kind of equivalent to podcasting, and video would be like video blogging or YouTube or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that are available to us. Fortunately, there's not 1,000 choices. It's only three. So you have to look and you have to identify which one of those is going to be your thing. Now, it may be for some people that it's going to be a combination, okay? But if you look at writing and you think to yourself, oh, you know, there's some people just groan when you say the word writing.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I light up. But people, there are a lot of people who just do not like to write. Now, my friend Denise Wakeman of the Blog Squad, she blogs, I think, every single day, sometimes more than once a day. And she gives her clients the advice, you know, you should be blogging every day. You've heard that, haven't you, Adele?
Yes.
You should be blogging every day.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you hear? What do you do when you hear that?
Every day? I only do that in spells.
So you get, you know, I get a heavy, I do a heavy sigh.
Yeah, yeah.
I go,
yeah.
You know, oh, no. And I know I should. And I'm a good writer. I like to write. I could blog every day. I could do it, and relatively easily, but I haven't done it. Okay, so you have to look at not only what you're good at, because you might go down the wrong path. Because for me, I would say, oh, if I had just looked at these three things, like even 6 months ago, I would have said, oh, writing's my thing,
mm-hmm.
blogging's my thing. But yet, I wasn't blogging every day. So you have to not only look at what your strength is, but what are you doing? What do your actions tell you? It's like, well, Ellen, are you blogging every day? No. Well, isn't that curious? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next aspect of it is audio. Well, I never really thought that audio was my thing. Now, I have another side to me, which is a little hobby thing. I write Southern humorous short stories, and I've recorded a couple of these. They've never really been published, but I have recorded them, and my voice has lent itself to that. So I was kind of familiar with doing that. And then, again, Denise Wakeman introduced me to this little platform called Audioboo, and it's a little iPhone application. You can also get it for Droid phones, and I, as an iPhone user, I have to confess that I don't even know what a Droid phone is, but
me
I know I should say that, right? It's a Droid phones can use, it's a phone that can use applications like the iPhone, I guess, and it's also web-based now, too, but because I have an iPhone, I downloaded this Audioboo application for free. And I started doing these little short audios. And they have a limit on them of 5 minutes. You can't even go more than that. And I thought, well, I'm going to try it. I saw Denise try it, and I tried it. And I have to tell you, I just fell in love with it. I've done, oh, geez, I don't know, I think over 60 of these things now, something
mm-hmm.
like that, so nearly 60. And I do one every day, every single day. And it's so much fun. I have so much fun, and I've gotten so much mileage out of it. Yet it's not one that I would have picked because I just started doing it. And the other thing that it's done for me, Adela, is that it's because I've gotten into this routine of doing the audio, I now find myself writing more. And I'm also recording my articles. So it's kind of had this spillover effect.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking, well, you know, if I can pick up this iPhone and do an Audioboo off the cuff, I don't script these things. I do do them every day, sometimes twice a day. Well, if somebody just pointed a camera at me, I could probably do that too. So so it's this big spillover effect, which is completely surprising to me. So there's the three things. So you have to look and see which one of these platforms. I would try to pick one and try it. Now, for some people, they might want to jump right into video. You know, video stuff is so easy now with the flip cameras. You just press a button, and then you can automatically upload it to YouTube. And, you know, just get out there and try it. But if you're scared to be in front of the camera, and, you turn three sheets of purple, and, you know, you might want to try a different platform. But I would really encourage people to get out there and really try. If you have any talent for writing at all, then blogging is probably going to be your very easiest thing. Audio, I tell you, the audio booth stuff is so easy. There is no technical skill required at all. You hit a button, it does this little countdown, and you start talking, and then you stop, and you can listen to it. If you're really goofed up, you can record it again. And you hit a button, and it uploads it automatically, a link to Twitter, and then it sticks the player on your Facebook page. Automatically. Boom. It couldn't be easier. So these are the three platforms. So to do that, you look at which platforms are there. We did that. You look at which one you gravitate to, and then you also look at what's your track record been. What am I doing? You know, don't just dive into one because you think that's where your strength is, and then you just got to get in there and try it. And I have to tell you, doing the audio booth has transformed my business.
In what way has it transformed your business?
Well, Denise Waitman asked me the same thing because I said that on Twitter one day. And she said, what do you mean it transformed your business? Well, it's given me, because it's such an easy and fun platform for me to use, it's given me much more visibility than I would have ever expected. Some unexpected things came from it. I did an audio boo. Nancy Marmolejo of Viva Visibility saw it, commented on it, and then decided to do a blog post dedicated to me in Audio Boo. I went over there to comment on it, and I decided not to leave a comment but to do an Audio Boo in response and left that on her comment thing. So we had this whole thing going on Facebook, back and forth. Then Denise Wakeman decided to interview me because I put it up on Twitter that it had transformed my business, and she says, what do you mean? Can I interview you for my people? So she did that. Now I've got this interview with Denise out there, which she has given as a bonus to her online visibility students. That's gotten me more press. David Perdue, the founder of the Niche Affiliate Marketing System, interviewed me, was it last night, I think, and we really got into this idea of using audio to brand oneself. And I've only been doing this like 4 or 5 weeks. You know, it's not been like a year or anything. But the key, though, Adela, is I've been doing it consistently every single day. And I put my own spin on it. I do some stuff where I actually go into businesses incognito in kind of what I call I spy mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll record conversations that I have with salespeople and people at counters, and then I'll go out and we analyze how these visits went and how the customer service went and how you can use that. How does that apply to your business? Those have been great fun. And I've gotten a lot of feedback on those. And, of course, the ones I get feedback on, those are the ones I do more of. So I let my customers tell me what they want, my clients tell me what they want.
Yeah, that's one of my questions that I was going to ask you. I mean, where do you come up with the ideas for the audio booths? I mean, you said you did 60, for goodness sake.
I have no – they're, like, lined up like planes on a runway. Here's the truth. Here's what I do. I take my child to school every morning. So I'll do a lot of driving in my car because of circumstances beyond my control right now. And – on the way home, I drop her off, and on the way home, I start thinking about, what can I do my audio boo today? Now, sometimes I'll just look around and I see something. Like the other day, I saw this sign that said, need a cheap electrician? ? It was stuck up, one of those little signs stuck up on the side of the road, and I think, ooh, if I wanted to hire an electrician, I don't know if I want a cheap electrician. You know, it could start a fire. This is a safety thing. And I thought, wow, you know, maybe that's not the best way for him to advertise his business. So I pulled off the side of the road, got out, took a picture of the sign, and did an audio boo about pricing your services, about cheap, you know, versus mm-hmm. valuing yourself. So a lot of times it's very impromptu. other times I kind of plan them a little bit. If I go somewhere and say, oh, I got to come back here and do an audio booth, so I can have a little notebook, you know, that I keep stuff. Today I met a lady for lunch in downtown Newnan in a restaurant called the Redneck Gourmet, and it's a very interesting restaurant. And I thought, man, this place has so much atmosphere. I've got to come back and do an audio booth in the Redneck Gourmet because it ties into the Southern thing. I've gone through fast food drive-ins and recorded the transaction, you know, where it comes out of the, you know, your order, please, and analyze that. So they're really off the cuff, and I have had no problem coming up. I don't worry about it. They just come to me. But, see, it's a strength. Obviously, it's a strength. I don't have any difficulty. It's easy. I just press the button and start talking.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a clue, Ellen. That's what I was going to say, is that if you find that the ideas keep coming, they keep coming, and, you know, you're having a lot of fun, and there's just, it's like a well that never runs dry.
That's right.
That clearly points to that you've really tapped into a style that contains your strength.
And I tell you, Adela, the thing has been so wonderful for me, and I'm going to be talking to my clients more about this and trying to help them hone in on something like that, because my business has never been so much fun as to when I started doing this. And I'm not telling everybody to go out and do audio booths by any means. What I'm saying is to pick something like that you can use to get your voice out there and start having fun with it. And if you try something and it's not fun, then stop doing it. You know, it's got to be fun and easy, and it's got to get you visibility. For me, it's the audio. For other people, it might be something entirely different. Or people, it could be a combination of things.
Yeah, and the thing is that if it's something that comes from one of your strengths and it's something that you have constant ideas about, that you get an idea of how to do an audio boo on this, another one on that.
Yes.
And the thing is that you're creating content.
Yes.
And
yes, I'm creating content.
You're
creating
content and connection because you're sharing it out there on the social media networks. So
right.
People are seeing, and also the content that you're creating is around your niche and for your market.
Yes, it is. And you can tag those. You can tag them right in the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I just put, you know, internet marketing tips, online marketing tips, and it tags it automatically.
Yeah.
Because these things are being indexed in Google.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We actually have a question here from Ken in Portland. We were talking about lack of confidence being a barrier to finding your true voice earlier, and he wrote, with me it's a lack of clarity, not a lack of confidence in my abilities. Is being able to hone in tangibly, describe who I am and what I do. And I'm not sure that there was a question in there, Ken.
Yeah. Ken, if you could type in question, we'd be happy, either Adela or both of us, which I'm happy to tackle that, but I'm not. I mean, are you asking for help on getting clarity in what you do? And maybe a little description of, you know, what your niche is would be nice, too. Are you a coach, a consultant? What do you do?
Yeah. And just a reminder to folks that if you want to get some individualized attention and an answer to a specific question of yours, make sure and submit your questions on the webcast, because Ellen loves questions.
We would both love to. We love to give advice, don't we, Adela?
Yes, we do. Guess that's why we're in this line of work.
What is the old Lucy cartoon? The doctor is in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, so once people find, did you name all the steps? I just wanted to make sure I've got them all.
Basically, there's no magic to this, really. You know,
right?
It's look at the platforms that are available. And right now, with technologies that are available, it's basically writing, audio, or video. Now, you know how technology changes. It could be some new platform coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the three. And as I said, writing involves, you know, blogging, article marketing, even publishing a book, you know, any kind of writing, whether on the web or in print. Audio includes a podcast. And really, that's what audio boo is. It's just a very, very instant way of doing a very time-limited podcast. And then there's video, which, of course, has elements of it has audio. You're not going to make a silent video, you know. Well, some people do. They just put music to it. But that's going to include an element of audio as well. And, as I said, it could include all three, because some people will take their articles and make PowerPoint slides out of the bullet points and then read the article and submit that to YouTube. So that's a way of using video without ever being on camera.
So what, let's say somebody's getting started to, you know, to feel comfortable enough that they want to get their voice out there, and they're kind of like testing the ground.
Yeah.
What would be the easiest way to get started?
Well, first of all, they're going to have to they got to pick one of these ways, and I think you've just got to go out there and try it. Like I said, I just wouldn't have dreamed that I would have gravitated to the audio like I did. It was only after trying it. And I have to tell you too, Adela, that the first couple of times I did it, it's like, it was stilted. I tried to script. I made notes. When I was in the car, I made notes on a paper napkin. And I found that that it was too stiff, and I thought, maybe I should just try talking. And after about 10 or 15 of them, now I just do them completely spontaneous. I don't make any notes. So don't be put off by a little bit of difficulty at the beginning, thinking that, that's not me. You've got to press through a little bit to make sure, because it just might be a learning curve, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So pick a platform and try it. You know, I mean, you can get a blog up in 15 minutes with TypePad.
Mm-hmm.
Audio Boo is free. A flip camera is not very much money. What is it now? $100 now for a flip cam?
Yeah.
I don't even know. You know?
Yeah.
You can get a, what's the account that lets you Tube Mogul? A free Tube Mogul account will upload your videos to YouTube for nothing. So, you know, there's little excuse now, you know? And go at it from a playful kind of attitude. That it's all good. And you can now, because of social media, you can get your stuff out there. Even, now some people say, how can I get my blog out on social media? Well, you can hook up your blog to Facebook. There's a their notes application, and Facebook will actually pull your blog content over to Facebook, post an excerpt from it on your wall, and then give a link over to the notes section. The only caveat with that is that it stays within Facebook, and so it won't send the traffic back to your blog. So some limitations there. But if you get just getting started with that, I would advise using the notes application to get going.
Yeah, I think the other thing, too, sometimes with finding your voice, it's like you discovering Audio Boo. You knew you were a writer. Sometimes the things that we, like, intellectually that we know, I'm good at this.
Uh-huh.
Can sometimes be a barrier to us actually tapping in to what actually is our true voice.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. You know, it's because I kept thinking that, and writing is a strength. It's a big strength.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the only thing.
Yeah.
And the more important part, I love the audio. It's so much fun. And I like to write, too. I like, notice I say like.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say I love to write. I love to write Southern humorous short stories. But see, the Audio Boo lets me bring the Southernness into my marketing, where I couldn't do that in my writing, or not very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I found it to be so much fun.
Yeah, not only that, but the other day, I think it was Bob Jenkins that was saying that just by hearing your voice, you're creating a relationship with people.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because writing, now the writing, see, you can get around that, too, by reading your articles. Now on the blog, when you go to read our main article for my newsletter on the blog, I read it. I record it. Say, want to hear this with audio? And you just record it on, like, Audio Acrobat. Put the code up there. It puts the player for you. And now you've got writing and audio.
Yeah.
And they can hear you.
Yeah.
And you know what, Adela? We are getting such high playthroughs on those audios. It's unbelievable.
Can you track the playthroughs on the Audio Boo?
Yeah, through Audio Acrobat. No, not Audio Boo. Audio Acrobat from the ones we're putting on our blog.
Oh, okay, from Audio Acrobat.
Big, high playthrough. I have to look into the tracking on... See, Audio Boo is pretty much in its infancy. I think, personally, that Audio Boo is going to be like Twitter. I mean, maybe it won't be as big, but it's in its early stages, and so I think I'm an early adopter. Denise was an even earlier adopter. And I'm jumping on it early because I think it's going to be really big.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know where it was going with that. I was going to make a point, but it's gone now.
Yeah. Can you spell out? Because several folks are very interested in this and they want to know where to find it. Can you spell it out?
Yeah. The Audio Boo is not .com. That's probably why people are getting hung up. It's audio. It's www. audioboo, AUDIOBOO, .FM. F as in Frank, M as in Mark. Audioboo.com. I messed up myself. See, it's www.audioboo.fm. It's strange. Don't ask me why, but that's what it is.
Yeah, that is strange.
Yeah. And if you want to hear some of my audioboos, just as an example, I have an audioboo page at audioboo.fm/SEBrit. S as in Sam, and then EBrit.
Ellen, do you know, let's say folks don't have an iPhone application. Can they do this on the computer?
Yes, apparently. I haven't been to the actual website, but I think you can record directly from your computer now.
Mm-hmm.
They're adding features all the time. So it's going to become more. Now I've got my train of thought back, Adela, about the tracking we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
As they add features, I think eventually you'll be able to get like a pro account. Right now their pro accounts are used by big business, but they're going to make something for us, you know, middle people eventually, and we'll probably, I'm hoping tracking capability is going to be in that, but right now I don't think you can.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we've got a couple of questions here, but I did want to say one more thing. I wanted to mention one more thing that I've noticed, that I think that this audio boo, I'm very excited about the audio boo for you and for all of us, because the fact that it's 5 minutes is really important.
And 5 minutes is longer than you think.
Yeah, plus, you know, if you think about it, you know, we're modular now. It's like we want things in bite-sized chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't have an hour or even 30 minutes for something.
Right.
But 5 minutes, almost anybody.
And Adela, I hardly ever go more. If I do a 3-minute audio boo, that's long.
Mm.
The one time, now audio boo will cut you off if you, I was going to go through the car wash and take audio boo with me, inside my car, you know. And there was a woman in front of me, and this would have been so perfect because the woman couldn't get her car. She was afraid to drive her car up on the things that guide your car in. So these people, and they were very southern gentlemen who were trying to help this lady, and I got the whole conversation. It was a wonderful example of customer service. And I got then I went in and I got all these sound effects from the car wash, and I went over by accident, and it cut me off and erased the whole thing. So I think, okay, I didn't want to do that again. But generally, you won't go over. 2 or 3 minutes is a long time to talk when it's just you.
Yeah. Yeah, plus it really allows you to get yourself out there really, really quickly. I mean,
very, very quickly, yeah. I mean, like, I've been doing this only 4 or 5 weeks, and I've got, I don't know, I can't, the last time I counted, I think it was near 60. So, and I'll probably do a 100th anniversary boo at some point.
Well, I think the other thing, too, that I've noticed with your audio boos is, it does address your market, and it does address some of the issues in your market, right?
Yes.
But it also, again, delivers you.
That's right. That's the main point.
Yeah.
I mean, I am delivering. I'm delivering good content. I'm also delivering entertainment.
Yeah.
These things are fun.
Yeah.
The one that got Nancy Marmolejo's attention was the one where I said I was going to go hunting. Come join me. And I was hunting for headlines. I went into Barnes & Noble. I got out of the car. They could hear the door slam. And went into Barnes & Noble. You could hear people talking in the background. I looked at magazines, and I redid headlines to, you know, use a you've heard the thing about using a headline from a magazine and transforming it into one. And I did that spontaneously, just from a regional Southern magazine called Garden & Gun, of all things. And it was my best audio boo yet, I think. And it got me tons of comments and a blog post and an interview out of that one thing. So
yeah.
I'm delivering me. I'm delivering entertainment. People are like, oh, what is she going to do next?
And I imagine that it's also helping you with your market research.
Oh, big time. Because then I look and see how many comments do I get. Some of them I think, oh, this is a great audio boo. I get zero comments.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, well, but you have to also realize that the way it's getting out there is through Twitter and Facebook. And Facebook has gotten a lot like Twitter now with that wall feed. So, you know, if people who didn't happen to see it and it scrolls off, you know, so you can't go by that entirely.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting to use them a little bit in my newsletter, too. In my I write like a reflection section.
Mm-hmm.
And so I usually take one of my boos and talk about something about reflections, and I link it over to my audio boo and send people over there. So
awesome.
I'm actually driving traffic to them now that way.
To your audio boo page?
Yeah, to my audio boo page. Well, I'm putting both links. I'm saying you can hear it on the audio boo page, or you can see it on Facebook. Sometimes, for some reason, and I don't know why, the player doesn't show up for some people on the Facebook page. And they say, I can't hear your audio boos, and then I have to give them the link to the audio boo page.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that people are consuming your content.
Oh, they are, yeah. And
yeah.
They're talking about me. They're talking about
yeah.
me.
Yeah, and not only that, you're becoming more and more familiar. They know who you are. They hear your voice. They have all these different stories now that are related to your business, some of them related to you. Do you do ones that aren't business related at all?
I generally, no.
No.
I tie them to some aspect of my of business in there, but some of them are pretty loose, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I've actually did one. I mean, I had a couple of my private platinum clients come down, and we did one from Serenby where they were staying. And mm-hmm. I had them say hello and, you know, just to demonstrate. So I've done stuff like that, but they all are marketing. I get a marketing thing in there, but it's. Most of the time, it's more entertainment than marketing. But there's some good tips in there.
Yeah, there are, because I've listened to your audio booths, and they're fun. They definitely are fun.
They're fun.
Yeah.
They're fun for me. The more important thing is they're so much fun for me. They're so much fun. And not everybody's going to like them. Some people will probably think, well, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard of, you know. But enough people resonate with them, and that's all I care about.
Yeah. Yeah, and... my gosh, we've already said so many reasons why, you know, it's great. And I think that what we're pointing to here in finding your true voice is that, first of all, it was a surprise for you to find that audio was a medium that is just built for you.
It was a total surprise.
And that once you tried it out, even though in the beginning it was just kind of awkward and you were like, well, I'm not really sure. Once you got your groove with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just started having a blast with it, and you found that you could. And the other thing was the immediacy of it. First of all, it's on your iPhone.
Yes.
And so you can do it at any time.
Well, see, that's the thing, the immediacy of this medium. Because I could have done podcasting a long time ago for my computer, you know, but I just never. It's the immediacy. I mean, I can have my audio boo is done, and I'm getting comments before I get home and start my business day every day.
Yeah.
And now I have so much fun. I do them on the weekends.
Yeah.
I do them every day of the week because it's not work.
Yeah.
I would
do
them three times a day if I thought people wanted them.
Yeah, and I think this is the key, too, with this true voice thing, is it's not going to feel like work. It's going to be easy. You're going to have a gazillion ideas, and it's going to be fun, and you're going to do it.
Yeah. There's where the rubber hits the road. Are you doing it?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's take a couple of questions here.
And Adela, we're going to be booing on the road on the way to the Radiance Exchange.
I can't wait. Yeah, because we've got like a 7-hour ride up.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be doing a boo-in.
That's when I'm going to start. That's when I'm going to launch my audio
boo. Right.
There you go. It's on that trip.
On the road.
That's right. Got a question here from Susie in New York City.
Okay.
Since I'm an artist, what I have is images, photos of my work. What platform would you suggest as a way to get images out there?
Well, you can, I mean, the first thing people always think about is, like, how can I get my product out there? But even if I had a physical product, I would still want to get me out there. I would want people to know me. I mean, there's a gazillion artists, right? What's
mm-hmm.
special about you, Susie? What's your story? What can you talk about in relation to your art, and which platform would you choose to do that? I mean, I don't know anything about what kind of art you do or whatever, but that's what I would be looking for is, yeah, I mean, you can have a website and you can have your images and stuff up on it just like a gazillion other people, and you should have, and you should be using one of these platforms to educate people about you and your work, to entertain them, to talk about various types of art. You know, maybe you could go into, let's just say you chose to use Audioboo, for instance, and you went in and you went into a museum, let's say an exhibition was there, and you knew something about this particular artist, and you're going to educate your followers about it. So you could go in there, you could go around, you could take photographs of the paintings, and talk about it. I mean, this is just an off the top of the cuff thing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Injecting her personality into it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing with your true voice. It's your personality,
yes,
your slant on life, and it's fun.
Yes.
And it's fun, and it's where you can showcase your expertise. It's as if you were taking your friend through, like if you've got that, museum exhibition that you're seeing, and you've got information that you can share or questions or thoughts or like, well, why did they do it like this or whatever it is. Your slant, your point of view is what really makes you compelling.
Because people, people have a gazillion places to buy stuff from.
Yeah.
And they're going to buy from people that they like.
Yeah.
So it's not so much of where can you get your images out there. It's like, how can you get out there and get people to know what a terrific person you are, and I'm sure you are. I like that name, Susie.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Okay,
so
now
I hope that helps.
Yeah, I hope that helped too, Susie. But really, it's another way that we can start creating relationships with people, which we know that all business is based on this whole relationship platform.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All relationship driven. And now with social media, Adela, that's even more true than it used to be.
Yeah.
And everybody can get in on this now. I mean, everybody. There is no barrier anymore. Everybody always said, you got to have money. What is the old thing? You got to have money to make money, and you got to know somebody, and It's just all been wiped away.
Yeah. Yeah, social media keeps coming up on almost every single call this telesummit. So, folks, it really is key. If you're not participating, you just have to find the one that's right for you.
Yeah, just get in there. Get your
just feet. Get in there and dive in. We've got another question from Crystal. I know that Crystal was on an earlier call with Tom, and we had been talking about pricing and seeing about what other services her clients might need from her. Now, and I'm not sure that I understand this question, Crystal, so you may need to clarify it. I guess you're curious as to connecting your true voice about what would be fun and helpful for you to provide, and she's an energy worker.
I'm not sure I'm understanding.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand that question either, Crystal. So you need to clarify. Just ask specifically the question that you'd like us to address, because that really helps. Because it's hard when you make a statement and then you don't really ask.
It's hard with these email kind of things. They're just words.
We've got another person here. He or she has two different businesses, one product-based Christian art, the other one coaching and consulting. Any advice for people with different businesses on how to use your voice in different circles without confusing people who may think that you are all over the place with different concepts?
Well, first of all, I would ask you to take a long, hard look and to see whether one of those businesses is not doing as well as the other one, and the one that you gravitate toward, and shut one down and concentrate on one. I've been there, done that with the two business things. Now, I don't know your situation. Some people have two businesses, and it's perfectly legitimate. But you might want to look at that. Now, tell me the question again, Adela.
They're wondering about being and using their voice and confusing people.
Okay. All right. So I think you have to. If the businesses are unrelated, then you've got to keep social media accounts and stuff separate. Like you would have a separate Twitter account for each business, and you would tweet about stuff in one business, and you wouldn't. You just wouldn't let them overlap. You'd have separate Facebook accounts, separate fan pages for each business, and just try to keep things separately. You would maybe you'd write different articles and different topics, have two separate blogs. I would just try to keep everything as separate as possible as long as the businesses don't overlap. But then, you're doing double work. I would, again, take a real long, hard look at why you're having to run two businesses rather than one.
Yeah, especially if they're in different areas and not related.
Yeah, twice the work, and you're not going. When you put all of your focus on one, that's when you're going to get much more leverage. And only then, if you've got one up and running and it's making good money, and you can step away from it and it's kind of automated, should you start thinking about another business. Of course, I don't know your situation at all, so that may not be good advice for you, but in general.
Yeah, sometimes these questions are more of a. Can be more of a coaching kind of situation.
Right. Right.
So it's a little bit difficult to give you a one-answer deal here. So if you've got anything else around that and you want to resubmit a question to help clarify even more, that would be great, too. And Marjean actually has a comment.
Hi, Marjean.
Ellen, are these about anything you want and not about your business? The terms you agree to and say must be used for non-commercial stuff. So does that mean you don't talk about or promote your business? She's talking about Audioboo.
Oh, she's talking about Audioboo.
Mm-hmm.
I have to read their terms of service. I looked at their terms of service when I first signed up, and it seemed pretty clear that, you know, I'm not selling anything or anything like that. So I think if what you're asking is I'm not selling directly off the Audioboo, I think that's probably against their terms of service.
Yeah.
I'm using it strictly for relationship building, and then when you have, they let you link to your website from the Audioboo page. But I tell you, trying to sell something from an Audioboo would be the last thing on my mind. I think that would totally subvert the purpose of I can tell you my traffic to my website, to my blog, and to my signups have increased substantially since I started using Audioboo.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the mistakes that folks who are starting off on internet marketing in the beginning do, is that they think that your communications are all about selling.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not. They're all about relationship building.
Right.
And there are places that you sell, of course, and a context within which you do sell. But the first thing that you want to do is create a relationship.
Well, here's an example of that, Adela. I mean, I have an unrestricted friend thing on Facebook. Somebody sends me a friend request, I will friend them. And then I wait, and if they abuse it, I will unfriend them. So somebody friends me yesterday. I'm going to get a bunch of friend requests every day. And if you want to be my friend on Facebook, you better hurry because I'm almost up to my limit. So I friended this guy. 5 minutes later, he had put something up on my wall trying to sell me something. 5 minutes later, I thought, well, all right. So I went over, deleted it, and unfriended them immediately. Now, if he had been a regular contributor and had, you know, commented on some of my stuff and this and that, no, he went to my wall and posted something on my wall about his stuff. It's like totally bad form.
Yeah.
But these poor folks, they think that's what it is. I think they think that that's what they're supposed to do. And then they say, oh, well, you know, social media doesn't work or internet marketing doesn't work. Well, no, it doesn't work when you act like a jerk. But he didn't have any relationship building at all. He just said,
yeah,
be my friend. Here's an advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is a mistake, a pretty common one that I see a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I unfriend people left and right who do that kind of thing,
yeah,
too. It's, you know, it's not the same playing field. Yeah.
Yeah, and now, you know, there's spammers on there, too, and you just have to, you know. But I still have an unrestricted policy, and then same thing with Twitter. You know, people blast your Twitter stuff, and it's just I just walk them.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Ellen, I want you to tell us a little bit about your offer, but before that, can you just give us another quick recap of the three steps for folks who may have joined us a little late?
Yeah. And I think you've added some to the conversation, too, Adela, as you always do. But basically, you want to be open about this true voice thing and realize that the thing that you gravitate to and that your strength, because you always hear that advice, go with your strengths, you know, that may not be the one that's going to be the thing for you. What is that phrase you use, Adela? Sparks you up.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That may not be the thing that sparks you up. For, you know, for those who haven't been on here very long, for me, I thought it was writing. There's writing, audio, and video. I thought it was writing because I'm a good writer. I like to write. But when I started using Audioboo, I realized, oh, boy, my primary one is audio. There's just no question. And so you've got to get in there and be open to trying some other platforms and seeing. Now, you said, and I wish I had taken notes. I had to listen to the recording. You said it's easy for you, it's fun. What else was it, Adela? Do you remember?
Well, I don't remember what I said.
Okay, well, we'll have to go back because I want to extract those things.
Yeah.
Those are good points because
Well, the immediacy was a big one.
Immediacy.
Mm-hmm.
You get an immediate return. It's easy for you. It's fun. Oh, you never run out of ideas?
Yeah.
Adela asked me, how did I think about what kind of audio booths? It's like, I don't know. I come up with a million ideas for audio booths. So you never run out of ideas. You have this wellspring of ideas, and it just flows.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That's where the money is going to be for you. And when I say the money, I don't mean the literal money immediate. I mean that's where you're going to get your most social media visibility. That's what's going to keep you going. It's going to inject energy into your business, and eventually that's going to turn into more clients and customers.
Yeah, it does lead to it is the money trail eventually.
Yeah, definitely.
It is. And then but part of it is that, you know, as you embody this true voice of yours, first of all, you start coming up creatively with all the ideas that are going to lead you to the things that are right for you.
That's right.
You know, it's just, it's going to really open you up.
Well, that's, you know, Russell Brunson, you know, he's a legendary internet marketer. And I remember hearing him once when several years ago, not long after he had first started out, talking about this idea of the attractive character in a business. So this idea of the attractive character is, and I'm not talking about something fake, and he wasn't either. This idea of the true voice and really goes a long way to bring you forward as an attractive character, the spokesperson for your business. Because really, I mean, what is business? You are your business. For most of us solo or small business people, we are our businesses. And so you become that attractive character through finding your true voice.
Yeah, and the other thought that's coming up is that sometimes it may not feel comfortable at first.
Right.
Right?
That's
right. You've been used to suppressing it.
But, Adela, when I first did the couple or two, I got this kind of like Christmas morning kind of feel.
Oh, man.
Like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
But I still felt uncomfortable, but it was exciting.
Yeah.
So there was a big clue there.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we've got one last question before you tell us about your offer.
Okay.
Lori from Sutter Creek. If you have two businesses with a fair amount of crossover, but one is more broad and far-reaching and the other can potentially alienate, do you just take the stand and the consequences? For example, the first is business literacy. The first business is literacy, and the second is spiritual literacy, interfaith, God-centered. So she basically wants to know, should she take a stand and the consequences?
Uh-huh. You mean like pick one? Is that what
you
think she's saying? Yeah, I would. Where are you getting the most bang for your buck now? I would expect that it's spiritual literacy would be my guess. And what, as Adela says, what sparks you up? I mean, literacy is I don't exactly know what you, I mean, I can kind of guess, but that sounds like a really broad topic.
Yeah.
But spiritual literacy has a very intriguing, I mean, I'm curious about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does she mean by that, you know? I would hone in. But you also have to hone in not only on your topic, but also you got to be very careful about who is your target market, who is it that you are trying to address with this, what is it that you're trying to sell them, because that's what business is. We're trying to sell people something, provide value, but can you sell it to them? And one way to determine that is somebody else already selling them something like this? Most people want to go into a market that's wide open. That's a big, big, big mistake. Look and see what's already selling and get a piece of it. Don't try to reinvent the wheel unless you're Steve Jobs. Most of us aren't.
Yeah, and I could see how she could use, like, one of these platforms to test the idea.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because that's one of the cool things about being entrepreneurial. And if you've got this different idea and it may be on the edge and it may be like, ooh, I don't know. But you could actually test it like Ellen does with all her audio booths and see which ones are a hit and which ones aren't.
Right.
And you can clearly either figure out, well, this looks like there's some juice here, or, you know what, nothing's happening here.
Right. You could write it, or if you're writing a sure thing, you could write a series of blog posts about it and then put links up on Twitter and on Facebook and try to get people to go over and see how many comments are you getting or people retweeting about this. You know, those are votes. Comments are votes.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes the more controversial you are, the better it is for your business.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you're saying something really different, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
People are intrigued by that because it makes them think. It makes them question. And it engages them. So, wonderful question. Thank you, Lori. Ellen, the time has flown.
Yeah.
As usual.
Yes. So much fun.
I know. This is great. I feel like this was the audioboo call. I'm so glad. I've got so much information on audioboo now, and so does everyone else.
Well, it's so funny, Adela, because, you know, I'm scheduled, like, to talk on this or talk on that. We always end up talking about audioboo.
I know. It's hysterical. So, folks, audioboo, audioboo.com.
No.
Oh, dot com. No, dot FM. See, I'm doing the same thing. Audioboo.fm.
Yeah, and if people will come over, please come over to my Facebook page. Please friend me on Facebook. If you're not, it's facebook.com/Ellen Britt. Come over to my Facebook page and look at some of my audioboos, and please leave me some comments. If you want to give me a shout-out, tell me that you're from Adela's List. If you need some help or have a question, just leave it there on Facebook. I'd be delighted to interact with you.
Awesome. So if you didn't get a chance to ask Ellen a question, she just let you know that if you go over on Facebook, check out her audio booze, you can ask her a question. Fantastic. Thank you. Ellen, just one or two, you know, things about this offer that you're going to be giving the folks on this call.
Yeah. Well, I have several products, but the one, it's interesting we've been talking about audio, because when I look back at what I've been doing, I've done literally thousands of hours of teleseminars over the past 7 years. So really, I was into audio and didn't really know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I've been teaching other people how to do teleseminars for quite some time. We redid this course not that long ago, so it's pretty fresh. In fact, I don't even have any decent web copy up there. Adela knows it's a good course, though. Right?
Oh, I took it. It's a fantastic course.
You were in the live class, I know. And it will teach you really everything you need to know to get started doing teleseminars. So I would encourage you to check it out. I think Adela has a link for you.
I sure do.
I think it's a five-hour audio course.
Yeah, it's a five-hour audio course, and it goes over different, you know, the different teleseminar models, the technology, how to facilitate, how to create products from it. I mean, it's awesome, and you have a really cool bonus. I hope it's still available, how to sell with teleseminars.
Yeah, I think that's in there as a bonus to the product.
Yeah, so it's really cool. So if you'd like to check it out, it's at www.marketingqi, which is Q-I, marketingqi.com/Adela. marketingqi.com/Adela, and it's also on the speaker page. So if you're listening in via the webcast, it's right above the phone number. It's a hyperlink there that says Teleseminar Jumpstart. You can go and check it out and see if it's for you. And if it's a yes, I know it's a fantastic price. It's an extraordinary value.
Yeah, we gave them a great deal on that.
Yes,
now,
you did.
Now, the /Adela, is Adela all lowercase?
It's all lowercase.
Yeah, I think so. So if you do marketingqi.com/Adela, make sure you spell Adela all lowercase.
Yes, and Adela is A-D-E-L-A. Some people spell it with two L's.
Yeah,
so,
that won't get them there.
No, that won't get them there. All right. Well, thank you, Ellen, as always.
Well, thank you for having
so
me.
So much.
So much fun, as usual.
It always is fun. And thank you, everyone, for being here. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.